Turning your Bibles to Romans chapter number 12. Romans chapter number 12. We'll look at the first two verses there. I'll read verse number 1, and then if you'll join me on verse number 2 of Romans chapter number 12. Stand with me, please. I'll begin at verse number 1 of Romans chapter number 12. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, again we come now. Lord, we're asking that we'd hear from you. Lord, we need you to do something in our hearts. Lord, today, this afternoon, we need to hear something that would help us. Lord, as was preached this morning, to consecrate ourselves today. Lord, help us to make a decision that would help enforce this year and help us to move forward for you. Pray, Lord, that you be with the special music, prepare our hearts, then the preaching. In your name we pray. Amen. You may be seated.
Day by day and with each passing moment, strength I find to meet my trials here. Trusting in my Father's wise bestowment, I've no cause for worry or for fear. He whose heart is kind beyond all measure gives unto each day as he deems best. Lovingly is part of pain and pleasure, mingling will with peace and rest. Every day the Lord himself is near me, charge that on himself he laid. At night, thy strength shall be in measure. This the pledge to me he made. Help me then in every tribulation, so to trust thy promises, O Lord, that I lose faith, sweet consolation, offer thee within thy holy word. Help me, Lord, when toil and trouble meet thee, ere to take us from our Father's hand. One by one, the days of moments fleeting, till I reach the promise.
Singing this afternoon. Now, don't forget the handouts that we gave at the end of the morning service. And we just, Brother Mick went and printed a few more of these prayer calendars for the month of January. He did print 200 to begin with, but there were more than 200 people, obviously, in the room this morning. So if you passed one up, your kids can have one. I'm happy for the kids to have one. They are on the tables. Is that correct, fellas? I see them there. They're on the tables. If you did, I'm going to take the time at the end to pass them out. But if you didn't take one, I hope that you will. And put it somewhere where you'll see it. If you have a Bible that you read for devotions in the morning, put it with that. Put it somewhere in your car, your vehicle, where you'll have it. And just ask the Lord for these names, these ministries, and these characteristics every day. Do we have enough of these? Do we have some of these left as well? Only a few of these. Only 7 left of those. Okay, Bible reading schedules. Is that total or is that just on your side? That's it. All right, well, if you didn't get a Bible reading schedule, we'll have some more ready later this week, but I hope that you'll take that as well and use it this year. That would be helpful. Let me speak to you now as we come to our Lord's Supper service, the first one of this year, on this subject, motivations for consecration. Motivations for consecration. Father in heaven, I pray that you'll please now, this is unusual, a little out of the normal for us to be here at this time of day. And Lord, our minds are a little bit clouded because we have food in our belly and I've been here for a while now. But I pray that through the power of your Spirit, we'll be quickened in our energies, Lord, to concentrate and hear what you have for us. Give us ears to hear what the Spirit would say to us this afternoon. Help me, I pray, in these moments to be used of you in Jesus' name. And amen. Dwight D. Eisenhower, 34th President of the United States, said, and I quote, "Motivation is the art of getting people to do what you want them to do because they want to do it." That's pretty interesting. Motivation is the art of getting people to do what you want them to do because they want to do it. Now, Paul wanted the members of the church at Rome to do something, but only they could do it. And it would have to be something they wanted to do. Paul wanted them to consecrate themselves to the Lord. Remember the definition of that word from the message this morning. To fill the hand. To fill the hand of God. To put yourself in God's hand. To put yourself at His disposal. Moses told the Levites, consecrate yourselves today. Put yourself in His hand. Fill His hand. Put yourself at His disposal. Now, the New Testament equivalent is Romans 12, 1 and 2, like I said this morning. This is what Moses encouraged the believers, the Levites, to do back in Exodus chapter 32. So here is Paul, and he says, present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable, which means pleasing to God. And here is the motivation that Paul uses. Now remember, he wants them to present their bodies. He wants them to consecrate themselves. So here's the motivation he uses. The motivation that he uses, chosen by the Spirit of God for him to use, is the mercies of God. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God. Beseech is a strong word, folks. That's stronger than, hey, I want you to. That's, I beg you to do this. I plead with you to do this. I really want you to do this. It's important, okay? To consecrate yourselves to God. And the greatest motivation to make you want to do that is the mercies of God. The mercies of God should motivate you and me to consecrate ourselves to God. Because that's what Paul said. I beseech you, I want you to do this by the mercies of God. So let me give you three things to consider in light of His mercies this afternoon. Number one, consider His mercies in the light of your person. In the light of your person. Now bear with me for a minute. Look at the fourth word in verse number one. I beseech you, therefore. Now that word is there for us to pay attention to what Paul has been saying. So what has Paul been saying? Well, in the preceding chapter, chapter 11, Paul ends that chapter talking about the mercy of God shown to the Gentiles. The Gentile people. You see, the church at Rome would have a lot of Gentiles in it. And Gentiles were the wild branches. People, we were not part of the group who were the natural branches. We were the wild branches, okay? The natural branches were the Jewish people. And Paul is saying to a bunch of Gentile people, you know what, folks? God had mercy on you, and He grafted you into the tree. You were without Christ, aliens from the commonwealth of Israel, strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. But now, in Christ Jesus, ye who sometimes were far off are made nigh by the blood of Christ. Consider your person. Consider your person. You know, immigration is a big topic in our government today. Mr. Trump probably, he probably rang a lot of people's bells when he talked about immigration and deporting the criminals and building the wall. You know, we'll see if he ever does that. That would be quite a feat to build a wall across the southern border of the United States. But I'll tell you what, I don't know if I want to be guilty of underestimating that man. He gets a lot of things done, okay? But immigration now is not what it used to be. You understand, my mother-in-law was an immigrant. She got on a boat and came from Germany. We got a box at our house, a chest that came from Germany. It was made by her dad or her granddad. And My wife has it in our bedroom. It's an heirloom. It's a keepsake. She got on the boat. You know, and the immigration of days gone by is a lot different than the immigration of today. The immigration of today is, let's get to America because everything will be given to us. The immigration of days gone by was, let's get to America because there'll be some opportunity there. There'll be some opportunity. And you know, you've heard the stories, and I've heard the stories about people who came from remote places. They were just dirt poor, and they got to America. When they got to America, they got a little place, a little storefront or a little street corner somewhere, and they started with this, and they started, and they worked their fingers to the bone, and they burned the midnight oil, and got up early, and stayed up late, and they worked and worked and worked and worked until they started hiring somebody, and pretty soon they owned a business and were worth sometimes millions of dollars because America was the land of opportunity. They came from a place where they had none to the land of America where they had opportunity. And that's what I'm talking about here. Paul says, people, consider the mercies of God to you Gentiles. The last time I checked, the people of this church were pretty much Gentiles. I can't remember if there's anybody with any Jewish blood in you or not. But the most of us in this room, the far great percentage of us, are Gentiles. And we got to consider the person that we were. And we're Gentiles. And folks, a Gentile was without hope and without God in the world. And God reached out to make a way for you and me to be included in His program. And in light of that, that ought to motivate you to consecrate yourself to God. That ought to motivate you to consecrate yourself to Him in the light of His mercy when you consider your person, who you were. There is nobody in this room that deserves the mercies of God. Mercy, by definition, is God giving us not giving us what we do deserve. Grace is Him giving us what we don't deserve. Mercy is Him not giving us what we do deserve. So, consider His mercies in the light of your person. Number two, consider His mercies in the light of your price. Consider His mercies in the light of your price. Hey, 1 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 20 tells us, for ye are bought with a price. And 1 Peter 1:18 tells us what that price is, folks. For as much as you know that you were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold, but with the precious blood of Christ as of a lamb without spot, and without blemish, and without spot. You know what Paul is saying here? He's saying, fill the hand of God. Put yourself at His disposal. Do it in light of His mercies. And you need to consider His mercies in light of your price. God gave His very best so that you and I could be saved. C.T. Studd was an Englishman. He was an athlete. He was a cricket player. One of the best cricket players in his day. And he came from a very wealthy family in England. Very wealthy. And he went over to China and other places to be a missionary. India, I think it was. And this is what C.T. Studd said. He said, if Jesus Christ be God and died for me, then no sacrifice can be too great for me to make for Him. If Jesus Christ be God and died for me. Folks, that should be the only motivating factor any of us would ever need to consecrate ourselves to Him. God died for us. He died. That's what this is all about this afternoon. This is a service where we commemorate the death, the body and the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ given for us on the cross of Calvary. And that was not God. That was not a secondary God who went to Calvary's cross. That was the person of God in Jesus Christ. God the Son. The price of our pardon was high. Extremely high. I love it when the choir sings the song once in a while. You paid much too high a price for me. Because He did. He paid much too high a price for me. He paid much too high. Did you ever buy something and kick yourself because you paid too much for it? Huh? About everybody has. One time or the other. You think you could have got it for a better price? You bought it here and 10 days later this store had it for $50 cheaper than the store you bought it at. Paid too much for it. You know, my estimation, God paid too much for me. How about you? God paid too much for you? Too high a price? Then Paul says, I beseech you folks, in light of His mercies, in light of your price? Is it too much? Is it too much to ask that you consecrate yourself to God? Too much that you have, too much to ask that you fill His hand? Too much to ask that you put yourself at His disposal? Because of the price, your price? He didn't send an angel. He didn't send a prophet. He didn't send an apostle. He didn't send a priest. No, He sent the angel of the Lord. He sent the prophet raised up like unto His brethren. He sent the apostle and the high priest of our calling, Christ Jesus. You know what God said when He considered our price? He said, for your price, I give you Jesus. I give you Jesus. This bread that we'll take in just a little while pass and hold in our hands and keep it there for a couple of minutes while the fellows finish passing it is a picture of the body of Jesus Christ that was broken for our salvation. And that juice that's in that cup that we'll pass in just a little bit, we'll hold it in our hands and consider that juice represents the blood of Jesus Christ that was given for our salvation. Paul's saying, look, in light of His mercies, the mercies of God to you, when you think about His mercies, consider them in the light of your person. You were Gentiles, far off, alien from the commonwealth of Israel, without God, strangers from the covenants of promise. There were no covenants to the Gentile people. None. All the covenants of the Old Testament were to the Jewish people. All of them. There wasn't a covenant anywhere for you and me until Jesus came with a new covenant in His blood and made salvation possible for all people. So consider His mercies in the light of your person. Consider His mercies in the light of your price. He gave Jesus so that we might be saved. And can I say this afternoon? Consider His mercies, number three, in the light of your payoff. Your payoff. Hey, child of God, we are debt free. You say, well, I still got a mortgage and a car. I know, but when it comes to the greatest penalty and the greatest payment that you and I could ever be held in bondage to, we're free. We are free from sin's debt. Free from sin's penalty. And our payoff is peace and forgiveness and joy. We had this massive debt hanging over our heads. So massive, there was no hope. There was no government program to bail us out. There was no benevolent organization to lend us some help. There was no task. There was no deed that you or I could offer for a trade, for salvation. We were done. We were sunk. We were hopeless. We were helpless. We were bound to suffer the consequences of owing this tremendous debt and being unable to pay it for all of eternity. Until Christ paid a debt. He did not. Oh, I owed a debt I could not pay. I needed someone to wash my sins away. And now I sing a brand new song, Amazing Grace. The whole day long, Christ Jesus paid a debt that I could never pay. And who was it? Was it Fanny Crosby? Might not have been. Who wrote that beautiful song and then the chorus, Jesus paid it all to Him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain, but to pay off, He washed it white as snow. Oh. And so Paul said, hey, folks, I beg you. I beg you to turn off your phone. I beg you. Oh, my goodness. I beg you. It probably would never happen if we were having church at 6. It's all right. It happens. But Paul wrote the church and he said, hey, I don't just ask you, I beg you. In light of His mercies. In light of His mercy. Hey. The Spirit of God. These words came from God's mouth. Now, think of all the motivations that God could have used right there. And the motivation He used was His mercy. In light of my mercy, fill my hand. in light of my mercy, put yourself at my disposal. Consider your person. You are Gentiles without God and without hope, strangers to the covenants of promise, aliens. Aliens. Consider your price and consider the payoff. And in light of that, consecrate yourself to God. Father in heaven, would you please take these simple thoughts this afternoon, the message we preached this morning, and this theme of today. And Lord, if there was any hesitation on our heart, on our part this morning to consecrate ourselves, may it melt away in light of your mercies. I pray, dear God, that we will consider our person, our price, and our payoff. All of that wrapped up in the great mercy that you showed us. Because of that, may we give ourselves to you. Put ourselves in your hand. Fill it up at your disposal. May all hesitancy, may all stubborn hindrances melt away in light of your motivation, in light of your mercy. I pray it so in Jesus' name. Our heads are bowed and eyes are closed. The same theme this afternoon that we had this morning. If there's any lingering thing that needs to be dealt with in your heart, I would encourage you to deal with it. Not because I preached it, or because I asked you to, but in light of His mercies. In light of His mercy, consecrate yourself today. Let's stand together. Our heads are bowed and eyes are closed. The ladies are playing just a song of invitation.